This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We learned that this week the private payrolls in Wisconsin grew by 1.2% in a one-year period from March of 2016. Companies added more than 27,000 jobs, and that puts Wisconsin 30th in the nation in private sector job creation.
The numbers come from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics and its quarterly census of employment and wages. Economists consider this the gold standard of job metrics.
Brian Jacobson is digging into that report now. He's an associate professor of business administration at Wisconsin Lutheran College. He's also an asset strategist for Wells Fargo Asset Management. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, so companies added jobs in Wisconsin, but our private sector job growth didn't keep up with the national average of 1.7% over a year. What do you make of that?
Yeah, in Wisconsin, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers, going from March 2016 to March 2017, the job growth in Wisconsin in the private sector was only around 1.2%. So that is well below the national number of 1.7%. Yeah, keep in mind these numbers are a little dated. To make sure that they're of high quality, for this, the Bureau of Labor Statistics oftentimes takes a long time in accumulating all the information. This is from the quarterly census of employment and wages. From unemployment insurance claims that a lot of employers have to file. And so, you know, it takes a long time to get this data in, but it's very comprehensive. And so that's one of the really nice things about it. But given that it is a little dated, it's important to remember that the first quarter of 2017 was actually kind of a letdown from an economic perspective. It was a slowdown, and the slowdown started in the fourth quarter of 2016. It continued into 17. We saw the automobile manufacturing really kind of drifted lower. Maybe some of these incentive programs that auto manufacturers are having aren't having the same stimulative effect on demand like it has. And so we did see a bit of a slowdown in economic activity. But thankfully, it looks like as we are in the third quarter, things are looking a little bit brighter.
Now, in this report, Wisconsin ranks 30th nationally, pretty low down the list there. Is this bad news for job creation?
You know, the way I look at the rankings, it can fluctuate, month to month, year to year. But if you put it in the context of, say, population growth, to be ranked 30th actually is pretty good since, in terms of population growth since 2010. So according from the 2010 census to about July 2016, Wisconsin ranked number 38, right? So when job growth is outpacing population growth, that's not a bad thing. It's probably, you know, one of the many reasons why the unemployment rate in Wisconsin is materially lower than what it is for the national average. But when you look at it, let's say, in terms of economic output, so for the whole U.S., you can measure gross domestic product. That's the market value of the final goods and services that are produced. You can also do that on a state-by-state basis. And on that basis, Wisconsin ranks number 20th. So, you know, relative to population growth, the employment numbers are actually not that bad. Relative to the size of the economy, the output per year that we're generating here, it could be a little better.
And relative to our neighbors, Illinois, Minnesota, Michigan, how do we look?
Yeah, in terms of the actual employment gains in Minnesota, they've been doing quite well, but their population growth has also been better. Michigan, their growth in employment was around 1.9 to 1.2%. A lot of that, as you can imagine, was driven by somewhat of a rebound from the March 2016 to March 2017 with auto sales. And so they're probably going to see a bit of a tapering off in the growth rate because auto sales are actually declining on an annualized basis here. Relative to Illinois, we did better, but our population growth is slightly better than Illinois', and our football team is also better. So, you know, that certainly helps.
You've talked about some of the silver linings in context. Are there areas looking at this report that you can point to and say, okay, there are some things here that Wisconsin is doing right?
I think that if you look at the breakdown by industry, You'll see that natural resources and mining, that employment growth was around 4.4% year-on-year. Construction was up 3.5%. And even like leisure and hospitality, that was up 2.2%. So those areas were looking pretty good. What sort of dragged on the headline number, manufacturing employment year-on-year basis was only up, a fraction of a percent. Employment in the information technology area was down 1.2%. So you do have this interesting dynamic where some industries are doing pretty well. You know, I'd point to construction, natural resources and mining, leisure and hospitality, and others are not. They seem like either they're just kind of treading water, and in some cases, a few of them are dipping a little bit. So, you know, from that perspective, just in terms of the jobs numbers, there's a lot of diversity in terms of the employment gains across industries. But when you look at the wages, those are actually doing fairly well. Aggregate wages year on year in Wisconsin, so the total wages that were paid, increased about 7.7%. So, you know, that's not too bad. So even if we aren't seeing the employment gains, at least it looks like for the economy as a whole, wages are doing better than inflation.
Now, unemployment in Wisconsin, it's been hovering around 3.2, very low, not a lot of movement there. What role does that play in all this?
Yeah, the unemployment rate is very low, and you know, there's also this kind of more national, almost kind of conundrum, people scratching their heads as to how low can it go. We have at the nationwide level about 4.4% unemployment, but maybe that's actually not a good picture of what's called labor market slack, the number of people who are actually able to work. They use fairly technical definitions for calculating the unemployment rate. So in order to count as unemployed, you actually have to be actively looking for a job. So there are some people who maybe they gave up, and you have to be looking for a job within the last 4 weeks. So if you gave up 5 weeks ago, you're not counted as unemployed, even though, well, according to even a common sense definition, you're unemployed. So, you know, the low unemployment rate, I don't read too much into that. I think it can go lower. It can go higher. It's a very imperfect read as far as labor market health. I like to see that employment are the gains in the numbers more than enough to offset population growth. Are wages increasing at a faster pace than inflation? But then we're almost most states are falling short is in terms of the number of people who are employed for the entire population. So something called the employment to population ratio. Nationally, that has begun to tick up a little bit, but it's still 2 percentage points lower than what it was before the global financial crisis, right? And we're already 10 years past when that sort of calamity started taking place.
We're talking to Brian Jacobson right now, Associate Professor of Business Administration at Wisconsin Lutheran College, and we're talking about the latest private sector job creation numbers here in Wisconsin. And Brian, what kind of policies do you think Wisconsin should have on the books that would favor job creation?
I think that some of the policies, as far as, you know, creating a more standardized tax environment, I think that can sometimes help, where if you have an extra level of complexity to the tax code, so you have it at the federal level and then you have it at the state level, you know, to what extent are these synchronized with each other? And for a long time, Wisconsin's tax code, you know, it didn't really allow for certain deductions that were allowed at the federal level, and maybe that was serving as a deterrent to job creation, you know, but these are things on the margin. So, you know, from a policy perspective, you know, simplifying the tax code, I think is everybody always is in favor of that, perhaps except for accountants and lawyers who, you know, make money by through the complexity of it. But from a policy perspective, then investing in education, that tends to help making neighborhoods safe and desirable to live in. But I'm not sure if there's really much policy can do about slow population growth. You know, if you look at where have the big economic gains been over the last few years, it's been in those areas where there's been a lot of population growth. I really don't know what, you know, they can do at the policy level to promote population growth in Wisconsin.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about a possible Foxconn deal, which would bring, looks like, two facilities, production facilities, to the state of Wisconsin. Would you expect that, once it comes to fruition, to give Wisconsin a big bump when it comes to jobs?
Oh, it could. You know, just mathematically, if you think about these, if they employ an additional at one facility, say, you know, 13,000 people or whatever it's going to be, that will show up in the numbers as a one-time increase. But then will it also result in, you know, other companies locating closer by because of supply chains and the such? What sort of rules are going to be changed in order to, you know, attract Foxconn? Will those rules also be applied to potential new entrants or people to relocate to Wisconsin? You know, so there's all sorts of unsettled questions on this. You know, the economist John Kenneth Galbraith once said that when it comes to forecasting, economists make astrologers look good. And I think there's a little bit of truth to that, is to, you know, as far as trying to project out what would be the impact from this is somewhat of anybody's guess.
So speaking of guessing, any ideas what we can expect, trends you're seeing maybe for the next report?
Yes. So I do think that on the next report, we're going to see a decent rebound. And it's mainly because we actually saw a national rebound in terms of economic activity. So again, this report was from covered March 2016 to March 2017. And a lot has happened since then. There was a lot of what some people called soft data based on surveys and the such, suggesting that, well, you know, businesses, consumers, they're feeling pretty good. But the hard data, you know, vehicle sales numbers, retail sales numbers, so things that are more measured in dollars and cents, those were looking pretty weak in the first quarter. But it did rebound in the second quarter, and it looks like that's actually being handed off to a pretty decent continuation of that rebound in the third quarter. So I would expect that these numbers, when you know, we look at them in another few months here, that they're going to start looking a little bit better.
Brian, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Brian Jacobson is an associate professor of business administration at Wisconsin Lutheran College. He's also a multi-asset strategist for Wells Fargo. He was helping us interpret the new data from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics on private sector job growth in Wisconsin. Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, a faith leader shares his perspective on DACA and deportation. A guest tells us why we should do more to reuse materials from abandoned buildings and build new buildings with a long-term plan for how they'll be taken down. And on Food Friday, it's apple season, and our guest shares great ways to cook and bake with apples, from the traditional pies and cobblers to delicious savory entrees. That's coming up tomorrow here on Central Time.